do in the laws of prayer. We're up to on chapter 124. We're up to subsection 7, Zion, Siv Zion. Yesh Oimrim, there are some that say, Shekolom Yamdu, that the community should be standing, Kshechoizer Hashatz HaTfila, when the leader of the services does the repetition of the prayer, you should all be standing. Kivon, Shemekavnim V'shemim HaTfila Me'ashliach Tzibur, since we have in mind and we're listening to the prayer of the Shliach Tzibur, V'shemeya Ke'ena, one who listens is like he is saying, Ukilim is palim ba'atzma, it's like you daven yourself. When you daven yourself, you have to be standing. So even while the Shliach Tzibur is davening and you're answering Armein, because remember the original institution of the repetition was so that those who didn't know how to daven would fulfill their obligation with the davening of the Shliach Tzibur, of the Chazan, right? And if you're fulfilling your obligation, if you're listening and it's like you're paying attention to him, forget about fulfilling your obligation, but just because if you're listening and you're fulfilling your obligation, so you should be standing like him.
But people sit down during the Amidah
too. Huh?
People sit down during the Amidah.
After the Kedusha part.
After the first three.
Yeah, but actually, he says some say that. He doesn't say that that's the ruling. He just says some say. And he says, V'lochein nikru hatkiyas shebechazorus hashatz b'rish hashona, Tkiyas Mumas. For this reason, they refer to when they talk about the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah during the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur, when we blow the shofar, they call it the Tkiyas that you do while standing up, even though Lefi Shekolam Emdim Chazor Sashatz, because all the people stand during the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. In our, even though the the people can while you're doing it, so people are standing during that Chazor Sashatz. Now we have various different traditions. I think that he's talking about the tradition that only blows in the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. We have the tradition that we blow the Tkiyas both in the quiet Amidah and also in the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. So we would call it Tkiyas Me'umad for the quiet Amidah that we do. But according to some traditions, they only blow when the Shliach Tzibur does the repetition. So why would we call it Tkiyas Me'umad if nobody has to be standing over there? It's not this. So it's called the Tkiyas while standing. He's bringing that as a proof that everybody should be standing. But in reality, that's not practiced that way. And people do sit. Some people will choose to stand, but we do sit. He's just saying there's some that say to do that. But also, I'm thinking that according to our tradition that we blow the shofar even in the quiet Amidah, we know why we would call that the versus Tkiyas Me'umad versus Tkiyas Me'yushev. The other reason also would be over there the at least the Chazan is standing, but that's the proof that they want to bring over here. Subsection 8, Ches. Al kol bracha she'odim shemeya b'chol makim. Any bracha you hear anywhere, there is a custom, noyagim loymer baruchu baruch shmoy. You say baruchu baruch shmo al shem hakosuv, based on the verse which is in Devarim. It says Kishem Hashem Ekra Hoydu Godelenu. When I call out Hashem's name, give greatness to our God, which means we should respond. So when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you should give right away. You say Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo. That's what we say. Baruch Ato Baruch Say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. That's one reason. On the verse, based on this verse. And the other reason is, this is in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel in Chumah, in Devarim. And another reason is, Afilu k'shamaskir tzadik basar v'adam, tzorich levarchay. Even if you mention the name of a righteous person, a human being, you must always give him a blessing. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, thank you. Zecher tzadik livracha. You remember a tzadik goes for the blessing, so you should always bless a tzadik. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nihyeh B'dvarei. And nevertheless, kivon she'einoy ela minhag v'loy mitikun chacham. Since this is merely a custom, but it has not been instituted by the rabbis, ein mafsikim la'omrei b'chol mokim she'asur la'hafsik le'daber le'davar harishus. So you should not interrupt to say it in such places in which you're not permitted to interrupt for optional matters. So in places where one is not supposed to speak for optional matters, you shouldn't say the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Afilu b'mokim shemuter lafzik lanias amen. Even in places where it is permissible to say amen, kigoyin b'psukei dezimro, like for example in the verses of song, where you could say amen, but you still do not say Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo, you won't say there over there. Because it's a tradition, it's not instituted, so therefore it's not considered as important in order to make an interruption in places where you don't interrupt. Even if you can interrupt for Amen, but you don't interrupt for saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo.
You know what, when I'm listening to the repetition, it sounds like you guys are just saying Shemo and nothing else.
It's a Baruch Hu Shemo. Baruch Hu Shemo, Baruch Hu Shemo. It's Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo.
Oh, so I'm missing. I must not be hearing the first
part. No, they're saying it real fast. Baruch Hu Shemo. Baruch Hu Shemo. This is what they say, Baruch Hu Shemo. But this is the language that we're learning over here. But you're absolutely right. You say it out loud. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. There's no way of saying Hashem's praise. B'shemo, B'shemo. That's not a way to say it. You got to say it out loud and clearly. Uvaruch Shemo. He blessed and his name be blessed. May he be blessed and his name be blessed. Okay. Subsection 9. V'achar kol bracha bracha, after every of the blessings that the Shliach Tzibur makes, yane amen, you should say amen. Say amen after the Shliach Tzibur's blessings. Bein oisim shiyotsu yidei tefila, whether those who have already fulfilled the obligation of prayer because you davened yourself, or those who have not yet fulfilled their obligation with prayer. So what do you have to have in mind when you say Amen? What does Amen mean? What should you hold in your heart when you say Amen? That emes hi habrocha shebedech hamevorech. True is the blessing that the blesser made, v'ani mamin boze, and I believe it. So amen is ki amen hu loshen hamonos dvarim. That is, and making the words truth, saying that it's actually true what it's saying. It's saying that it's true what he said. So amen is your approval to what has been said.
So it's an affirmation.
Affirmation, yes.
Amen and Emunah, the same root?
I
have faith in what you say.
Emunah, yeah. Possibly. So, the Amen Sha'achar Shailu Subakoshis. What about the Amen? So, this is when you say Amen out of praise of God or saying something to God, you say Amen, you affirm affirmation by God. But what about when somebody is asking, beseeching Hashem, and you're saying Amen, like in the Kaddish, for example. After asking, or Hashem, you know, you have a request or askings, you go in Amen Shabbat Kaddish, like Amen that's in the Kaddish. Similar. You kavin al ha'osid. So then he should have in mind for the future, that these persons' words and requests shall become truthful and that they should be answered, should be fulfilled very quickly. You're asking, you're blessing him that Amen, it should actually take place what you're requesting. So a praise, you're basically saying, yeah, you're affirming, that's it. And here your affirmation is that Hashem should actually listen to him and send him the request that he asked. Ubibarchas im tzoyishul tefila bircha v'tzei v'sim sholem. In the middle blessings of the prayer and the blessing of Ritzei and Sim Sholem, Shechasimosum Hishavach Vaidoyo Lishmoy. Over there, the ending words are a praise and a thanks to his name. Vigam Yichul Vikivuy Shekuyim Zeb Dover Zeb Meir. There's also a hope in there that this should come true very quickly. Those are those blessings. Toiv Lakabin Gamkin Bomen Bezin Yonim. So it's best to have in mind when you say domain, both aspects. A she'emesu dover zeh, that it's true what you're praising Hashem, and also v'she'yomnu dvarav shel zeh, and that this person's words should be affirmed, v'yikuyim dover zeh b'mehira, and that this matter should be fulfilled very quickly. So you have both things over there because it's a combination of praise and request. So you say affirming Hashem's praise and also praying that his requests will be listened to and very quickly be answered. Subsection 10. This is very important. Halacha over here. Lo yosiach sichas chulin b'shoa sheshliach tzibur chayzer ha'tfila. One shall not talk idle talk when the Shliach Tzibur is doing the repetition of the prayer. V'imsoch, and if a person speaks, hu choyte, he's considered a sinner. V'godol avoynoi minasoi, his sin is greater than one can carry. Afilu yesh misha zulosim. Afilu yesh tes zulosim. Even there's nine without him. Because earlier in Sif Hey, in Sif Vav, we learned about another problem because we need at least nine people to have in mind together the Shliach Tzibur, because otherwise it would be a bracha levatala, because you need, it was instituted, you have nine people listening to him. So let's say you have nine people listening to the Chazan, and you're saying, okay, he has already nine people, I'm going to sit in Shmuz over there. So he says, even in a case where there is even there's nine besides you to listen to the Chazan, you're still not allowed to speak. It's a big sin to speak. So, answering Amen, six have to daven together the Amida, but there needs to be nine for the repetition for him to say. Shekol ha-Masiyach b'beis ha-Knesses b'sho sha-Tzibur asukim b'shvoche shel mokim. Anyone who just speaks in the synagogue at the time that the community is occupied in praising, in the praise of Hashem, he shows himself, he shows up, that he has no part in the God of Israel. He is doing his thing. Here everybody's praising Hashem. Why are you sitting and talking in the meantime? So you're showing yourself. It's a big sin. Even one who is occupying himself in Torah study, he's not just talking, is also not so good. He's not considered such a sinner. Why? Because he's not distracting and talking other things, still studying. He's not doing proper. Commotion is bad, like it be explained. Earlier he said that if you're a rabbi or you're a learned person, you're studying, so the other people around you will learn from you, and they will say it's not important, and then they'll start behaving that way as well. A person should teach his small sons, children, and he should educate them to answer Amen. And as soon as the child answers Amen, yesh lo yichelek lo ilam haba, he has a portion in the world to come. V'tzarich sheyichanchem lamed be'eima v'yira. You have to train them, educate them to stand with awe and with fear. V'oysom sherotzim v'shavim b'veis haknesses b'schoik, and those who run around back and fro in the shul and playing, Mutav shaloi lavim klala basic nesses. It's best not to bring them to shul at all. I mean, some of the women won't agree to that. They say to the husbands, get the kids out of the house today.
Rabbi Miller doesn't like that. But they can play like in the backyard, and we also started children's groups, like in the
Kiddush
room.
Sif Yud Aleph, subsection 11. All right, lo yane amen chatufa. Don't respond with a quick amen. Chatuf means a grabbed amen, like a very quick amen. Dehainu, that would be kilo aleph nekumo nekuda bechatuf. As if it has a vowel chatuf. In the komats, it's in the komats and the patach. There's a plain komats and a patach. Sometimes there's two dots next to the komats on the right side or next to the pasach on the right side, and that's what's called a chatuf komats or a chatuf pasach, which means a quick komats. It's o main. That's a regular o a komats main. Or if it's a patach, it would be a main, like they say. Okay, it's a main. But if it's a chatov pasach, then it would be a main. This syllable, you don't emphasize the aleph. It's a quick komatz. So it's called a chatov komatz. So that would be, but the under the aleph of a main is a regular komatz. So it's a main. It's two. It's a main, not a main. So it says it's a main, not a main. So it shouldn't say it fast, so it shouldn't go komatz. Oy komatz chatov. Chatov komatz, bechatov komatz. Oy komatz chatov. Not sure, it's just a very different way of saying it. Ela bekomatz godl, but you say a full komatz, a large komatz, which is amen. Bechein shle yachtev yimayr lanis oysoy koydim shi yisayim abrachi. You should also not quickly grab and say it before the end of the bracha. So he's making a bracha, and you're already saying amen before he finished the bracha. See, there in the Talmud it says don't say an amen chatufa, but there is two interpretations, and he includes them both. What does it mean, a fast amen? Either not to say amen, like amen, you don't hear the aleph, or not to say it quickly before the person making the bracha has finished the bracha, and you're already saying amen before. That's called an Amin Chatufa also.
It's funny that that we're studying this today, because Naftali was saying the Amida really fast today, and I kind of thought that you were saying Amin really quickly.
No, I was trying to mimic a little bit, so that he should see that he's saying it so fast. You know, that I was trying to make it like rush. No, I was just I was accentuating the fact that he's davening so fast. V'loy yane amen ketufa. Also, don't answer a chopped amen. Dahainu shemachzir kriya sanun, that you miss out on the reading of the nun. She'ene meitzia bepeh she'teine kher, so you don't express it with your mouth, should be recognizable. So that would mean a ketufa would be amen. Where's the nun? It has to be amen. Main. You have to hear the nun. So knows it. Amen. But not amen. Amen with a nun. V'chein lo yafzik ha-tevel l'shtayim. Also, don't break up the word. Don't break up the one word into two. It's not amen. It's not two separate words. It's amen. Say it quickly, you know, just to keep them attached. You know, not too fast, but also not too slow. Don't make it into two separate words. Now, then v'lo yane amen yisayma. Also, don't make an orphaned amen. An orphan domain, what does an orphan domain mean? Don't delay, don't wait with answering amen. The chazan finishes the bracha, and 5 minutes later you're going to say amen for a bracha that was before. No, don't delay, you have to say amen as soon as the bracha is done. As soon as the blessing has been finished by the one who's making the blessing, then you should say amen. V'im ha-shliach tzibur if the leader of the services is prolonging a lot when he says amen, so he's singing a lot, and he says No, maybe he says Amen, Vimru Amen, and then he goes sing Yoimar, Meyad Amen. He said Amen after he finished the bracha. Karochas Anigin Harbe Uhefsek, because prolonging the song a lot is considered an interruption, and that would be an orphan Amen. So as soon as he says the first time Vimru Amen, you answer Amen, and then let him sing. The Chayin. There's another meaning in Islam. What happens if you don't hear the bracha from the one who made the bracha? So you haven't heard it, but you see everybody saying Amen over here. So he said, even though he knows which blessing he's making, since you didn't hear the blessing, if you're saying Amen, harizeh amen yisayma, that's called an orphaned amen. We'll see in a minute. There's a stipulation over here. So if you don't hear the bracha, it's an orphaned amen because it doesn't belong anywhere, because you're saying amen to something which you don't see the bracha over there because you didn't hear the bracha. But that only applies, by medvar mamurim, this is only applies kshu chayiv ba'ois bracha levarich yisayim. When you are obligated to make that bracha, you want to fulfill your obligation by saying Amen after the one who made the bracha. It's Kiddush. So you want to be fulfilling your obligation with a Kiddush that the person is making, or making the Bar Pri HaGofen. You want to drink, you don't want to make your own Bar Pri HaGofen. So there we say, no, if you're just going to say Amen, that's called an orphan Amen. You didn't hear the bracha, you can't. Then you won't be able to drink from that wine. You're not fulfilling the yotz of a kiddush. Acham verchaisa, avolim eina chayiv bo. But if you're not obligated that bracha, it's not your bracha that you have to make for yourself. Shein eroitz losis yidei chavasu boze. You don't want to fulfill your obligation with this. Rashoi lanes achal kol bracha. You are permitted to answer after every bracha. Avapi shelo yoshama, even though you didn't hear it. Even if you don't know, first of all, you know which bracha, but you didn't hear it, or even if you don't even know which bracha it is, you still can say Amen. But Yeshemrim, and other people say, that if you don't know which bracha it is, Amen Yisema, that still would be an orphaned Amen. Even if you're not obligated in the bracha, you're not trying to fill, you still should not answer Amen. Avlim yedeya is a bracha hi, but if you do know which bracha is, afapish l'shabim piyam mevarich, even though you didn't hear it from the one who's making the bracha, oina achareha, afilim chayva, then you could answer, even if you're obligated, v'yotzi dechavos ebani yuzu, and you will be fulfilling the obligation. So they say, this other opinion says the other way around, that not knowing which bracha, if you don't know which bracha, then it's an Amen Yisema. You shouldn't say it at all. But if you know which bracha, according to the second opinion, and you say Amen, even if you didn't hear the bracha, you can fulfill your obligation. So what is the halacha? The halacha is like both opinions, that we got to be strict in both cases. If you're obligated in the blessing, and you want to fulfill your obligation, then you must hear it from the person that makes the blessing. So you cannot fulfill the obligation unless you hear the bracha. So if you want to hear Kiddush, you want to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to hear the person making actually Kiddush. That's why I make Kiddush, I say it loud so everybody can hear over here. So nobody, but if not, even if you know which bracha is, it's like an Amen Yisayma, like the first opinion, and even if you're not obligated, if you don't know which bracha, don't answer after it. So according to this, it would turn out that you have to know which bracha you're up to in order to say Amen. But luckily, there's still yet another opinion. And it goes pretty far here, but let's see the next opinion.
No, I was just thinking about the children again. Another idea is to get a babysitter in here or in some part of the building, maybe do activities with the children.
We weren't talking about our shul here. We're talking about the Shulchan Aruch. And he was talking about not to bring the children. We weren't looking for any practical. We need more children. And actually, he's talking about children that interfere. But I guess today it's important to bring children to shul as much as possible, to give them a feel for the shul, because keeping them away from the shul doesn't work. Now, I mean, if you want to have a chance that the kids will grow up to want to like the shul, would be that. I was just quoting from the Shulchan Aruch. I wasn't quoting about a problem. We're not looking for a solution. You can kind of contact the. There's not really a problem here. We can use some more children. V'yesh emrim. V'yesh emrim. Others say shafilu imein and mechuyev levarich oisa v'yedeya eiza bracha hi ima bracha nisakman loitz rabbi midei chivosim. Others say that even if you're not obligated to make this bracha, but you know which bracha it is, but if it's a kind of a bracha that was instituted to fulfill the many their obligation, like the repetition, it's made to fulfill other people's obligation. Don't answer amen unless you hear it. Lots is boy de chivas, as if you wanted to fulfill your obligation. So even in the shul, in which it's meant for everybody to be yoitza, you don't need to particularly be yoitza because you daven amida, let's say. But why do we do the amida? We do the amida to fulfill the obligation for people that can't daven. So it's a kind of a blessing which was made to fulfill the other people. So therefore it should have the same status as a bracha that you want to be yotze, you should know, you should not still answer amen unless you hear it. Because why? She keeps the kind of chomes yachzer shas tefila. Since the rabbis instituted for the chazan to repeat the Amida, is to fulfill the obligation of the one who's not an expert. And the community is obligated to be quiet and to pay attention, to hear every bracha from the leader, from the chazan, and to answer amen. So that's what the institution, that's what we do. So those blessings become an obligation to hear them from the Shliach Tzibur. Even though you already davened, so you don't need to daven again, but now the rabbis instituted, you have to listen to it, and you have to be quiet, so it's as if you're fulfilling your obligation. So in this case, it would turn out that you shouldn't say amen. If you're in the shul, if you didn't hear the chazan, don't say amen. Some very big shuls would have a problem, because some, like in Alexandria, they would put up a flag when it's time to say amen. It was a huge place. They can't even hear the chazan, even if you want to. We'll see so. But let's say when the blessing, somebody makes a blessing on the Torah that you made it. But over there, you can say amen even if you don't hear the person up there, which a lot of times the person is mumbling over there, the blessing for the Torah. Other people in the back can't hear. Over here you can say, anyways. Those blessings were not instituted for the community. It's only somebody who reads publicly should make a blessing. So it's for the reader that needs to make the blessing. Even though there is an obligation for the community to listen to the brachas that you make, that the one who goes up there makes. The main thing is making it for himself, but there's an obligation for people to listen to the brachas. Those are not meant for the community. Once he's making it, we have to listen to the brachas, but it's not instituted for the community, for the person. Like in prayer. Prayer was instituted for the community to begin with. Yes, lochus lidvreim lachatchila. And we should worry about the words Lishzoir, Lishmoya, Brachas Yudches, Mipi Ashatz. To begin with, you have to be careful to listen to the 18 blessings from the Chazan. You have to listen, pay attention to the Chazan. Ah, what happens if you can't hear? Like we talked about, you have a big shul. Can't hear. So, but it tells you, but makes it more difficult and more serious. Can't just do something else because you have to actually pay attention the whole time. And actually, not only you have to listen to. So that means you have to, mind has to be listening to the brachas, to all the brachas that he says. But if he couldn't listen, let's say he was in the middle of davening the Amida, and you were davening while the Shlich Tzibur was davening. You were in the middle of your prayer, and he was praying, and when you finished your prayers, also the Shlich Tzibur finished bracha achas, he finished that bracha. Now, you didn't pay attention to that bracha because you were in the middle of your prayers. So now you're confronted with an amen. What do you do? It says, oina achrov. Im yudei is a bracha. If you know which bracha it is, then say amen. Vafilu loisiyim tfilosei ad shaharbe min atzibur onu kvar amen. And even if you didn't finish the davening, until a lot of people said amen already, and then you're just finishing and the people said amen. So now, but there are some people lingering, so it's not fully an amen yisoyma. So you almost missed the boat, but not quite. You know, you're just, it started to move away. And he says here, v'ein oinim amen achar amen el achar abrochay. You don't say amen for an amen. If you hear somebody saying amen, you don't say amen to the amen. And we need to say as soon as the bracha is over, everybody has to say amen. Or you, even if somebody is saying amen, you can't say an amen after the other person's amen, because they'll be saying an amen for amen. We don't do that.
But in Kaddish, don't we kind of do that? The person saying the Eskadal says amen.
Yeah, but that's for the bracha with him. Good. But that's the bracha with him. That's the bracha that the Chazan is making. That's part of that amen. Comes part of the bracha. The v'imru amen,
yeah.
and say amen. So you're saying
direction, and we're
v'imru amen. Say amen. Some people actually I noticed in shul say that they will say v'imru, and they say together amen. But really, it doesn't make sense. No, and then they say v'imru, and they stop and they say amen. So then he's like saying amen. V'imru what? V'imru amen. Then you say amen to the v'imru amen. But I saw it in another place, they say v'imru, and they stop, and everybody else says amen. And it doesn't, so you're, okay, but in any event, if most of the people didn't answer amen, still there is a little fractions of seconds over here. Somebody said amen, but there's still majority didn't say amen. He answers with them. Even though there is a delay between the end of the bracha to what he answers, so there's a little delay. He's saying amen after he finishes bracha. So there is a delay. He's still saying, for as long as most of the people who respond amen have not yet completed their amen, adayin le'nishlam inyan abracha le'gamri. So then the entire blessing has not been concluded. Because saying amen is part of the blessing as we will explain in section 167 over there, Siv Gimel. And therefore you can still say amen while you're there. So basically what he's saying to you, when possible, even when you know what the bracha is, you have to listen to the bracha in order to say amen. But if you're in a pinch, like in the case in which you were davening the Amida while the Chazan was davening, didn't hear his blessing, so you should say amen, and even to delay the drop while as long as there's somebody saying. There's the majority saying. But once Amen has been concluded by most of the community, there is still the minority that are prolonging the Amen's. They're still in the Amen's. Ein barachosum klum. So the fact that they're prolonging the Amen, that's not considered anything. Because one should not prolong it. Shamarich ba'amen yoser medai enel elotoya. One who prolongs Amen, Nisrach Adamain, is but making a mistake. He's only making a mistake. If you're saying the Amen too long, you're saying a mistake. Bim Kane. So really it means, so the person who's the minority who are still stretching out the Amen's are wrong. So Bim Kane is talking about Bracha Gabri. So the Bracha has already been completed totally. And if you're going to say now Amen because you just finished davening, Amen Yisema, that would be considered an orphan Amen. Kivon Sheyeshiu Harbe, that's considered a lot of delay. Between the end of the bracha from the one who makes the bracha, Las Cholas and Yossi, to the beginning of his answering. Af al pisha Amen Shalat Zibur, Gam Kimin Abrachi, even though the Amen of the community is part of the bracha. So he's saying now Amen. And the man of the tzibur was part of the bracha. Ein le'lanis achareim. Still should not say after them. She'ein oinim amen achar oinim amen. Because we don't say amen after those who said amen. El achar ha'mevarech, only after the bracha. So this way you'd be saying amen for his amen, even though that's part of the bracha, but it's a part of the bracha of amen. But you don't say after the tzibur. Avalim ein shiu ben gemar ha'bracha la'scholos in yosei. But if there's no delay between the end of the bracha to the beginning of his answer, Amen. Yochel lanis achar ha'inim Amen. Then he can say after they said Amen. Exactly. So how is that going to be? What's the scenario? He gives a scenario. But if they said Amen, so there's a delay. So how could it be? Kigoin sheshoma echod oina Amen achar eze bracha. He heard somebody saying Amen for a bracha. V'yudei is a bracha, and he knows which bracha it is. Yochalanis achrov miyad. He can say after him, im loherich kolkach k'moish ha'tzibur marichim. If he didn't make so long as the tzibur prolongs, mishtayim ben yosef, and they delay with the response, mishyev shitzamzul kulam la'aschil l'sayik. It's impossible everybody to start and finish at the same instant. So as long as no delay, and you heard from one, you know the bracha, you can say Amen after him. Yesh Mishaimer is that one that says Shafilu calls Amen Mipiroi Vatzibur, that even if most of the people have said Amen already, Shafilu Simu Kulam, even everybody finished, Yochel Lanis Amen, he can still say Amen. Be considered like saying Amen for the bracha. Provided that he starts, they all started immediately after the bracha. So, in other words, according to this opinion, you can say Amen after the Amen of the community. As long as immediately after the Amen, you can jump in with your Amen. Provided that you answer Amen right away. Uleinyan Maisa, what do we do practically? So you missed Amen. Can you still say Amen after the community is still saying Amen? Uleinyan Maisa, akoyli fi inyan shiur shemigmar brichas habarach l'simen is Amen. Everything depends on delay from the time of when the one made the bracha till the end that they said. If there is a gap over there, he doesn't tell you what the gap is, but he says, if it seems to be right away, even though everybody said already Amen, but it seems to be not such a big gap, you can jump in with your Amen. If it seems to be a bigger gap, don't. It doesn't give you a measure for the gap, but I guess it's up to you, to your understanding. V'chein b'kaddish kedusha baruchu. Same thing would be by kaddish, kedusha and baruchu. And the answer baruchu. Kol shelo yisimu roi v'atzibur. As long as the majority of the community had not concluded, you can say with them, even though you didn't hear anything, you can stay with everybody. You know what he's saying. You know the bracha, you know the kaddish, you know the kedusha. Mipiashatz. Even though
Ulusvara achreina, and according to this last svara, afilu simarubam, even the majority of the people have already answered. Baruch Hashem Mosan, kol shenishinu tesimai. As long as there is nine with him, shem asori mashatz. So, as long as there's nine people with him, which is 10 with the Shliach Tzibur, so he can still say Amen. So as long as there is 10 people there, most of the people finished, but there is still 10 people. What is he going to do? Go count? You know, see who answered. He has to answer Amen Baruch Hu so quickly. He's going to start looking if there's 10. Even those who say that everything you're mechayev, you're not yotze by answer until you hear it. So earlier we learned by the Amida, there was an opinion that says that the shliach tzibur over there, you're mechayev. So over there, you have to hear the bracha unless you hear it. But over here, it's not called, it's not like the tefillah. So Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and over there, it's more lenient, even according to that opinion. It's something which you have to do as an individual. Like prayer, you have to do as an individual. So even though you did your prayer already, but the repetition is still considered like your obligation, because that's what the rabbi said. But Kaddish, Kiddush, and Baruch Hu, you don't have to do on your own. It's only done with a minyan. That's when you say Kaddish, Kiddush, and Baruch Hu. So therefore, over there, you will have to, it's okay for you to say Amen for the Kaddish and the Kiddush and the Baruch Hu. As long as everybody hasn't finished, you know, you can jump in. Even the majority did. As long as there's still 10 people there, then you can jump in and say your Amen, and say your Baruch.